This is the Geyer Cook Report, episode number 657, if you're keeping count. And it's the Friday wrap-up that we do of the Geyer Cook episodes of this previous week. And so let's get to that. Right before we get to that, I want to thank all the patrons that support the Geyer Cook Report. We sure couldn't do it without you. And the people that Coding Brains at Google, at Podbean, of course, and all the social media channels that support our content, as well as the podcast listening portals. We sure appreciate that. Thanks very much. Now let's get to it. We started off the week with the importance of eye contact in your video presentations. I watched a video that someone done, and they never once looked at the camera. I learned that lesson years ago. Well, back in the 70s, actually, when I was a TV news anchorman, and the importance of eye contact, maintaining a relationship with your audience, very, very important. And so we did a podcast episode about that. And the next episode was about using the new search feature that I built into the Podbean interface that we've got for the podcast. And that search feature was born out of recollection that someone said to me once, if they go to a big website, and we've got over 600 episodes, if they go to a big website and it doesn't have a search feature, they leave. They just, well, I can't find what I'm looking for, I'm not going to stick around. And so those show notes look like this. Use the new search feature. There's the search box on the top of that right-hand column. You just enter in the term or the episode number that you're looking for, and there you have it. I've used a search example. I just typed in SEO and all of the episodes that related to search engine optimization appeared in the list of results. So, going on, I guess for the sake of my own peace of mind, on Wednesday, we get to do an episode about what's on my mind. Recently on Mother's Day, my wife asked and got a really fancy gas barbecue from Weber. And the first YouTube reference I looked up was understanding the difference between direct and indirect heating of the meat that you're going to barbecue and cook on your grill. And so this episode resulted, and let's have a look at that. So we went to the show notes at thegeyercookreport.podbean.com. We saw the link there for understanding direct versus indirect cooking, and bazinga, there we are, looking at the show notes. It's got the links, it's got the YouTube video link, and all the things that you need to know. Well, basically, it asks the question, have you ever made a pizza in your barbecue? Okay? So, have a look at that when you get time, because Memorial Day is coming up, and don't you know, there's going to be some barbecues lit off. One of the social media channels that we use, of course, is Facebook, and that's just, there's too many people on Facebook to not be using it, okay? One of the spinoffs, or the, I guess you'd call it the unasked-for fringe benefits, is they'll sometimes give you a second business page for your company. Just poof, there it is. And it's got the same phone number, of course, and everything. So we talked a little bit about how do you merge those into one. There should be a way to do that, and there is. Facebook's got an interface to do that. And the episode of the Geyer Cook that talks about that looks like this. Okay, we're talking about how to easily merge two Facebook pages, your company. Maybe you've got an employee that says, hey, it sure be nice if we had a second page for Facebook for the company. Well, maybe not. And so to merge them, you give them the post page, you give them the phone, and they'll give you a phone call, and you can verify it that way quite easily. And then the second one, if you put the second page into the verification process, use the same phone number, it's going to go tilt. So you're going to have to use a list of documents they want. So you send them a business utility, a business license, a business tax file, certification of your formation of your company, articles of incorporation, some form of a document, and you send it in. And we want to thank AgoraPulse.com for giving us this information, because we're on the level of merging two Facebook pages for the vDomain hosting company that I am the president of. We've got the first page verified, like I said, with the phone number. And now we're going to send in a copy of one of these documents. And these are all public documents, so you don't have to worry about somebody. Oh gosh, they know what my business utility bill is. Well, don't worry about that. Okay, get her done. And so this has been another Friday wrap-up episode of the Guyer Cook Report. I want to thank all the veterans for their service. Memorial is coming up, and they gave the ultimate sacrifice, and we honor them that way. The coming weeks, we're going to talk about a new thing in marketing your business, your brick and mortar. So be sure to tune in Monday for that episode of the Guyer Cook Report. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you then. It's a wrap.